Welcome to the First Amendment News Podcast, a fictional timeline of a futuristic world set in the year 2076 and going back in time to the year 2024. Due to a collapsed economy, the United States of America has splintered off into six separate independent entities of government, and a unified Korea has assumed superpower status and established world dominance. Your host for the podcast series is news anchor Matt Amazon, a fictional character brought to life by Amazon Polly, a leader in text-to-voice technology. Please settle in and join us with tonight's broadcast. This is Matt Amazon, reporting for First Amendment News. Tonight, First Amendment News continues our multi-part series with an in-depth look back at the historic events which have spanned the previous 50 years. The series chronicles the significant milestones and circumstances which led to the collapse of the most powerful nation on Earth, the subsequent formation of six splinter nations which formed the coalition of former American states, and the establishment of the Korean Haeundae-Jeju Province along the far northwest rim of North America. Tonight's segment, Season 1, Episode 17. Application for a Convention of States delivered to Congress. July 22, 2076. First Amendment News, article originally released by APNS, January 6, 2025, Washington, D.C. With the passage of the Federal Limitations Act by the Kentucky State Senate on December 13, 2024, the final brick was laid in the framework for a call of a formal convention of states. The enactment of this clause of Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution is an unprecedented event in our nation's history. The application initiates a formal calling of a convention of states to amend the United States Constitution. This constitutional process embedded in Article 5 has never been employed by the Assembly of States. The process was a safety valve implanted by the framers. They possessed a fear that one day an out-of-control federal government would overstep its bounds of legislative authority and no longer garner its effort or attention toward the best interest of the common people. This privilege and procedure was inserted for the states, so should the need arise, the Assembly of States could constitutionally reel in an overzealous federal government. Article 5 of the Constitution lays out two methods in which an amendment may be drafted and presented. Once a proposed amendment is finalized, the article lays out two ways in which states can accept a proposed amendment into the framework of the Constitution. Until today, introduction by congressional procedure has been the only method used for presenting amendments for ratification when proposing a new constitutional amendment to the nation. But this morning, an Assembly of States delivered an application for a convention of states to the House floor before a joint session of Congress. Article 5 gives the states the authority to hold a convention and lays out specifics for proposing constitutional amendments on issues which the states feel Congress has neglected. Under the directive of Article 5, when two-thirds of the state legislatures reach common agreement on an item of concern, the current Congress must call the convention. Their legislative power is limited to setting the date and location of the convention. Delegates from all 50 states, not just those submitting an application, will convene and discuss the proposed items of concern. No issues outside the official items of concern will be allowed entry for discussion. After the delegates debate, draft, and finalize the proposed amendment or amendments, the recommended amendments are sent to the 50 state legislatures for ratification. At this point, the Congress determines a mode of ratification by one of two means: by calling a state convention created for the purpose of voting on the proposal, or by the direct vote of the state legislatures. Many prominent lawmakers, historians, and constitutional scholars have expressed concern over the calling of a convention of states. They suggest the potential for a runaway convention, which in that scenario, the delegation participants could abandon the current constitution and draft an entirely different document. In such a document, many of the individual rights which the people now enjoy could be discarded, or greatly reduced in degree. Individual freedoms relating to religion, speech, and the right to bear arms would be of the greatest concern. A few scholars even argue that our current constitution is an example of a runaway convention. They assert that the delegates were assembled to make adjustments and modifications to the Articles of Confederation, and that by the time the session concluded, the entire original document had been scrapped, with an entirely new document drafted and presented to the states for ratification. But representatives of the alliance which drafted the language and coordinated the passage of the proposal through the various state legislatures insist that the chances for a runaway convention are very remote. A long history of multi-state conventions and gatherings have laid the groundwork and established sound precedents and procedure. Convening delegates will only be allowed to discuss and debate items of concern listed within the wording to the original application which was presented to Congress. And even if a runaway convention was to take hold and draft a grossly modified version of our current constitution for presentation to the states, the guidelines contained in our current constitution still requires a 3/4 vote by the states to ratify such a misaligned proposal. The items of concern presented in the application by the 34 states to the Congress are: impose fiscal restraints on the federal government, limit the power and jurisdiction of the federal government, limit the terms of office for its officials and members of Congress. This concludes our replay of application for a convention of states delivered to Congress. Our next report in the series, Korea's new voluntary euthanasia program garners extreme criticism from Western nations. This has been First Amendment Broadcast News, preserving our unalienable rights defined in the First Amendment of the Constitution of the former United States of America, freedom of speech and freedom of the press. First Amendment Broadcast News originates from the Communication Center off the former United States Coast Guard cutter, Richard Snyder, currently anchored off the coast of Bermuda. This has been Matt Amazon reporting for First Amendment News. Good night. You have been listening to a podcast of First Amendment News. This episode was written and produced by Pop Nose and recorded from Pop and KK's Place Studio. First Amendment News intro and closing music is the instrumental Algorithms from the album ARPS by Chad Crouch. Visit Podington Bear's website at soundofpicture.com for a full listing of his music. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and please join us again for our next episode of First Amendment News.